Hello everybody and welcome back to Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, the podcast for Juventus fan all over the world by Juventus fan all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconera. This is Matteo and hi Tiago, how are you?
Hi, I'm excited because finally the Serie A is about to return. I'm excited about this.
It looks like it's going to return. Yeah. So who knows what's going to happen right now, before now and Saturday, when the game actually is going to take place. Yeah. But before talking about the game, there was some important happening in the recent hours. Juventus had the shareholder meeting, okay, and Agnelli, and honestly, every time that Agnelli speaks, I'm like in adoration because I like him a lot, okay? I think he's a great leader. I think that people shouldn't worry. People, Juventus fans shouldn't worry about the front office, because as long we have Agnelli in charge, I think we are really good to go. And he has some wise words. I know that you prepare, you made your homework. You're going to say something about that. But Paratici should remain. So, and beside him would be Cherubini, would be promoted. Okay. And then he has some couple of really nice words about what's going to happen with the Juventus-Napoli game, about the COVID protocol and what's going on in the Juventus war. So I know that you were looking into that, so let me know what you find out about the Agnelli conference.
Yeah, that's the most important. You said that it's the most important thing, because there was this doubt about how would be about Paratici, about Cherubini, about Nedved's role. Yeah, Federico Cherubini officially is the man who is in charge of football club operations, like training center, logistics, and things like that. But Paratici remains as the main man, as the boss for the first team things, the market, the transitions, the business about who we will bring and how. But it was a good moment, because there were journalists over there. There was that. Absolutely, that opening words and compliments to the staffs and members from last season, including Sarri, if you wish, but not listed. Sarri wasn't listed as an important one, but then in the interview, Agnelli said some words about Sarri. Even it's good to, because honestly, it was an important thing, this Scudetto. Of course, we all were like sad about that Champions League loss against Lyon, but it was a nice, thing. You know, that this board meeting, it's always interesting to see the numbers, and if you consider the amount of money that the losses to European football, like 6 billion euros, more or less, something like that, but it is a huge amount of money. Juventus is absolutely worried about how the club money enters in the bank. You know, traditionally in Italy we got TV rights money as the main part of this, the sharehold. You know, it's kind of complicated situation after COVID, but Agnelli listed as the project is growing up of brand, of sponsor, of marketing, sales. In even with the COVID situation, the club is doing good, it's doing better, but the last year was like 90 million euros losses, and that is a huge money. It was like 68, but it was updated a week later, I guess, because of the money of Higuain and Matuidi, for example. And Juventus paid Sarri before to prepare for the next year. So the most important thing that probably, I think that probably 90% of the journalists that were there, it was about Cherubini and Paratici. And it seems that Paratici, Cherubini, and Nedved will remain at the club at the same position. But Agnelli didn't say that another one could join the club, but not in that role, not in the specific of Cherubini or Paratici, or to help one or help another, but Juventus need to update and to prepare to the next cycle, because And Ellis said that in the cycle 2021-24, it's important, and the club is working on that, especially to maintain the I think the value. It's important to remain the level of the club, because there was so many problems in so many leagues and so many clubs, big clubs, and Juventus there, it's working. I don't know what you think about the financial situation, but it seems that Juventus is more worried than some other teams, especially in Italy.
Well, the problem is that Juventus is a team that is on the in the trade market, okay? So everything should be in the... open to everybody, okay? So differently at some other team, but
it's a good thing.
I don't think we are such in a terrible situation like everybody thought we were being, okay? And you mentioned that maybe one other person is gonna join Cherubini and Paratici, and it should be probably a scout man, okay? And the man should be, the name is on the news, is Javier Ribalta, that right now is a team manager, I think he's team manager, okay, for the Zenit, St. Petersburg. He already worked with Juventus, and then from Juventus moved to Manchester United, from Manchester United to Zenit. And it's rumored to be back to help Paratici and Cherubini in the scouting area, okay? Then financially, you said we're doing work, of course. We have a huge loss this year, okay? And who didn't have a huge loss with what's going on worldwide right now, okay? But believe me, there is teams that are there are much worse situation than we are, okay? And I like that he put a really big emphasis on winning the 10th Scudetto. So, guys, we need to realize that winning a Scudetto is still a big thing, okay? And it's not just, it's just a Scudetto, so who cares? No, it's still a big thing, and that's the main goal for the year, okay? Then it was important because it was speaking, maybe they're talking about having a different company to branding Serie A and the TV rights, but this is something that's still in the beginning of the talk, so it's nothing so clear over there. And what else? That's pretty much it, I think, right?
Yeah, that rumor is interesting, because if you consider the fact that the league and the owners, I mean, they need some professionalism, that's a good thing. Especially considering those out-of-the-pitch rumors, out-of-the-pitch problems, and that's...
Yeah. There is another line important, I think, and he said, it's 10 years, 11 years that I'm part of the Serie A, okay, the Lega Calcio, okay, and nothing has changed. And I think you can take that line as a negative situation, because we were saying, what was happening with Juventus Napoli, everybody is more worried of what's happening in their yard than that they don't have a vision of the Serie A as a whole. Exactly. So, and if you think about what happened just with Juve Napoli and people complaining about that, and I had no idea what they complained, because as I said before, honestly, I really don't care about the 3-0. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I even don't mind replaying the game, because honestly, Juventus Napoli is just one of the few games that Serie A has to promote the product, okay? It's a big game, it's a huge game, but I really would like the Lega Calcio to penalize Napoli more than 1 point, because actually they put the Serie A at risk, because and we still don't know what's going to happen, because that was the first grade, and we're still going to have the true level of justice, okay? And we still don't know what's going to happen, because they're very easily the 3-0 and the 1 point penalization for Napoli could be ruled in the different direction. So, but going back to what Agnelli said, and then I'm done. I think people really should appreciate what Agnelli is trying to say. He's trying really to bring back Serie A to what it was like years ago, but he needs help. He cannot do that by himself.
Yeah, and there was like a question, for example, for a journalist to change the format of the competition, and Agnelli said absolutely no. If it starts in a way, it must be concluded in the same way. You know, the sensation that I have, I don't want to be pedant, I'll be selfish about our club, but it seems that Agnelli is the guy trying to carry a train by himself. So it's kind of difficult because it's a huge thing. The Serie A is a huge product, but we don't have the right man taking care of it.
No,
so being that by yourself, it's kind of complicated, especially if you consider that this chairman is the president of the European Club Association as well. So it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, and I really, because yeah, you're speaking about change of format, and it's like a rumor that's going on from something that De Laurentiis tries to promote. Is like the playoff thing, it's a really stupid thing, okay? And if a new format needs to happen, they should reduce the number of teams from 20 to 16. But given that, given that, we need to realize that, especially this year, teams, soccer, but every kind of business in the world, they cannot afford to close. They cannot afford to suspend the season because there is too much money involved. And so we need to realize that. And honestly, I like watching soccer. I like watching sport on TV. And as long as there's sport on TV, I'm happy because it really gives me something, not something to do, but something to cheer about. And so we need to get to a point that we need to accept soccer on everything like the way it is. If they play, I'm fine. So if like next week Ronaldo cannot play for 2-3 weeks, it's okay. That's part of the game right now. So, and we need to accept that this kind of soccer is better than no soccer at all. So
yeah,
okay, we're not gonna win the Scudetto this year, we're not gonna win anything this year, it's okay. I still seen soccer that's better than no soccer at all. So people need really to understand that and enjoy what we have right now, because especially in this time, don't take it for granted. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's something. It's that phrase, it's something. Because probably the football or soccer, if you could prefer to call it, it's the best thing that man created to forget, at least for 90 minutes, the problems of the world. So
exactly.
We need to try to enjoy it at least how we can, even if it's not the best match. But man, it doesn't matter which player will stay on the pitch, but that Bianconeri shirt on, it's amazing. Let's enjoy once again.
Yeah, and so moving to the next topic, so we're gonna play against Crotone in Crotone, the Stadio Ettore Scheda, for the second time in the story in Serie A. I think we have another match over there happening when we were relegating in Serie B. And I'm not one of me mistaken, the Boom Song scored that day, but I'm not super sure about that. And we're going to play this game on Saturday, 8:45 p.m. hour in Italy. Okay, so everybody's going to have a different jet lag, so I don't know about you. And for sure we're going to be without Cristiano Ronaldo, that tested positive for COVID. We're going to be without Weston McKennie, that tested positive for COVID. We most for sure we're going to be without Aaron Ramsey, that he got some kind of an undisclosed injury happening when he was playing with Wales. And Rabiot should be back because he should be able to play. And then we had the situation with Dybala, so we have no idea if he still have this stomach issue. Okay, I think he got like some kind of virus that needed to let him play for Argentina. And so I have no idea how we're going to play. Honestly, I even follow the news about that because everybody's talking about something else right now. So, yeah. And I know that Crotone is like a interesting coach that I remember really well when he was a player. And I like him a lot. He was one of the kind of like underrated players that was playing during the 90s in Italy, Giovanni Stroppa. He had like some really good, solid season with Milan. And I remember going with Udinese and getting his leg broken by a really bad tackle by Frazee when he was playing with Inter. And but on, other than that, I know that Marrone is playing with them. I know that Cigarini is playing with that in the midfield. And as a forward, they see me that like 3-4 years ago scored the
a bicycle kick.
Amazing game. I think the game was 1-1. I think we Alex Kandros going to score for us, and then the Simi tied the game, and it was like a 3 or 4 days before we lost against Napoli, right? I think that was it was like a horrible game. I remember. So I don't know what you want to add anything about the game.
Yeah, because there is so many factors to consider, because the long travel for players that were started, like Danilo, it's a curious thing, because probably we will see Buffon playing. I think that maybe Demiral will get a chance. And honestly, I'm so curious to see how Kulusevski will be, because considering that now we have Chiesa, maybe Chiesa can be a start all of a sudden. And that's because we don't know about Dybala, and Ronaldo is out, Morata is there. So the situation about Ramsey, it's also a complicated thing, especially if you consider that there is a match against Dynamo Kiev next week. So it's not an easy task and not an easy match for Pirlo. It seems easy, but it isn't. Serie A, it's never easy. So this is the weirdest moment ever, because think about this. There is no one talking about the match. We don't even know. There is no news about who will be able to play, and we know that we will be able to like remain at home, just like Ronaldo. But it is a weird moment of culture at all in general. But it needs to be played, and people need that. You know this. I think that probably for that those guys that like Fanta Calcio or something like that, it's a weird moment at all. There's so many players out, and we'll see some results unexpected this week.
Well, yeah, for sure. I was seeing a statistic that like 15% of Serie A players tested positive for COVID, so there's like a huge amount over there, but what's gonna happen? So we need to deal. That's the world that we're living right now. But as I said before, this soccer is better than no soccer at all. So it would be interesting, because before Crotone Juventus, there will be a huge game. It will be Milan Inter. Okay, with Inter, I think I like have like 5 or 6 players like that cannot play because they tested positive for COVID. So that would be and Milan having like Ibrahimovic come back. It would be an interesting game to watch. And we'll see. We'll see what's gonna happen. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, and despite of being a Juventus fan, a huge Juventus fan, this is the right moment to support the league. Support the league, watch every single match, enjoy the game, and essentially, because it is such a difficult moment if you consider this number of players out of the pitch because of the virus. So this match is amazing. Suddenly return with Milan Inter, it's a nice return. We have to see how Napoli will return to the pitch after that weird thing that happened. And I'm excited about this match as well.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen our game in a while, right? And then next week we're going to have Champions League coming back. So we'll see what's going to happen. So I don't know if we're going to see some word about the Champions League, but let me tell you like a couple of things before that. And people right now, since like everybody watched the NBA finals and they kind of fell in love with the bubble where the NBA was playing, and they kind of like, dude, this is something that was happening in the last 3 months, where were you before? Okay, so everybody said we should go to a bubble so we can preserve that. No, look, other American league like MLB, NFL, MLS, NHL, they're trying to play the season, and like MLB, they're almost done with the season without the bubble. We need to understand that everybody needs to look in the same direction. You don't have to look your own yard. Yeah, they have a league that are really strong, because MLB is strong, NFL is strong. And let me tell you, if De Laurentiis was a owner of one of American franchise, okay, believe me, the commissioner of the league would have kicked him out right away. because there it was unbearable. It was impossible to accept what he did. But okay, so they need to understand, especially players, they need to understand they're professionals. Okay, they need to they're professional, and they don't get infected during the training or during the game. But 95%, 99% of the people getting tested is because they don't act properly out of the field. That's what they need to be careful. And well, look, it'd be interesting to see what happened next week with Champions League starting. We're going traveling to Kiev, right? And thank God we're gonna have this game played right away, so it shouldn't be that cold. I don't know if you want to say, you want to add anything about that.
Yeah, Pirlo knows Marcello Cesco from Brescia, I guess. So it is a good time to know to face an old coach, and it will be his first time in Champions League as a coach, and not the most difficult task, but it will be interesting as well. But this test against Crotone, man, clock's ticking.
Good. Look, I don't know if you have any other topic you want to discuss, or you want to do your provision for the game. You want to see what, you want to try to guess what was the final score of the game, who's going to score?
You know what I'm curious about, because there is so many good phrases and tests from France about Rabiot that I'm curious to see what Pirlo will do, because I'm not so sure that how Pirlo would like to see, like, playing with Rabiot, Arthur and Betancourt in the midfield. There is this Chiesa situation where he will play as a winger, as a forward player. And but I think that every Juventus fan is worried about Dybala, because it's expected him to be back. He was started against Napoli at least in that formation. So
right, I know.
It's weird.
And it's a bummer for me, because I'm playing two Fanta Calcio, and in both Fanta Calcio, I got Ramsey with the, because I had the great expectation for him, and of course, he got injured there away. So, and okay.
You like to live dangerously.
Yes, yes. Okay, Thiago, my friend, always nice talking to you, and we will be back next week for comment the game and a preview for the Champions League game. And as always, follow us on the social, download the Radio Bancone app, let us know what you think about it, and that's it. Fino alla fine.